We're joined this morning by Ron Felber, author of A Man of Indeterminate Value. Jack Madsen, main character in that one, is back in a new thriller called The Kafka Society. And Ron joins us this morning. Good morning, Ron. Thanks for sharing some time. Appreciate it.
How are you, Bruce and Craig? Good to hear from you.
I'm really good. But as a broadcaster, I would hate the fact that you put the word indeterminate in the title of one of your books.
But you know, actually, what the theme of that particular book is that maybe we're all men of indeterminate value in one way or another, huh?
I suppose so. In this one, Jack Madsen awakens next to a beautiful woman, but has no memory of what happened the previous 12 hours. That's one way to start a novel.
Yeah, it's also, I guess, one way to start a relationship, huh?
Yes, I guess.
Maybe
so.
Not the best. So it doesn't go so well for him after he wakes up not knowing who he was with. But one way or the other, it leads into a really taut thriller, because in the trunk of his car with no memory for the last 24 hours, he finds a human head, and wonders himself whether he's a murderer or not.
So this isn't going to be like a Hangover type of book, because severed heads are a little bit more heavy than what you'd expect in that type of a movie. You know?
Yeah, I mean, actually, it probably plays on some of those themes like a blackout, some of those old movies. But at the end, it's drugs these days, as you know, where date rape kind of drugs, where people really just have no memory at all for a period of time.
This one also explores human trafficking. Why did you decide to tackle a topic like that?
Well, I really wanted to have Madsen, who is kind of a fellow that has a lot of pluses, but also certainly a flawed character himself, tackle I guess just about the most heinous crime you can think of, which is to make money selling people, and particularly these days it's a global problem in terms of children in particular, and this book addresses that. I did quite a bit of research on that topic, and it's a thriller and fiction, but certainly a lot of the cases that are described are real.
When you talk about human trafficking, you mention the selling of people, especially young children, for what purpose?
Well, I mean, it's really not the greatest topic from that standpoint. I mean, but obviously for sex, and in some cases for human body parts. I call it the Kafka Society because it's a global criminal network, and they base their philosophy loosely on Franz Kafka, who was an existentialist, and the belief was, my values are as good as society's values. So each individual's values are of equal weight. So if I'm a bad guy and those are my values, and you're a good guy and those are your values aren't necessarily better than mine. And so they form the Kafka Society, and they're an amoral criminal organization that's global.
We're talking today with author Ron Felber, who's the new book, The Kafka Society, Jack Madsen novel. Tell a little bit about you and how you kind of got into writing thrillers like this.
Well, you know, it's one of those classic stories, I guess, where, and a good one, I think, where somebody says, you know, I had a particular teacher, and I did. In the sixth grade, believe it or not, I had a teacher, her name was Miss Dorsey, and she, you know, gave the assignment, write about your hero. So I think I wrote about Willie Mays, the baseball player, and she said, you know, this isn't the best essay of the 35 that I got, but it's the most unique. And it's the best written. The perspective is very interesting. You should consider being a writer. And literally after that, I started writing short stories and became the editor of the high school magazine and the college magazine. And I had my first book, a thriller, published when I was 21. So.
Wow, that was impressive, I think, at such a young age to get something like that.
It's what I always wanted to do. You know, I have a son that's a professional photographer these days, and you know, when he was about 10 or something, it's very similar. He decided that's what he wanted to do for a living. That's what he does for a living.
Do you continue on with sort of that unique perspective in the novels you write today?
I really think so. And that's one of the things I try to do is to have social commentary. And so there's a lot in the Kafka Society about the danger of taking money, making money your God. And I think it's a sort of a instructive because it's very easy in the world today, in the United States these days, to look at materialism as the be-all and end-all, and I don't think it makes for very good values long-term or a very good life long-term.
Ron, I noticed in your book one of your characters is named Havana Spice, and I think my next radio name, my next radio job, that's going to be my name, Havana Spice. But let's talk about Havana, and why is this character so unique?
You know, there a lot of times, fellows, I remember Rod Serling was one of my favorite writers as a young guy growing up, had trouble writing female characters. And so I really made a point as a guy to make sure that the female characters I write are very depthful, very, you know, alive, very, you know, have a real personality, real, they're real. And Havana Spice is like that. She originally, in the book, is perceived as a bad person who's blackmailing Jack Matson's friend, and she's in the pornography business. But as it turns out, she's surrounded by Hell's Angels on a regular basis, but it isn't for them to protect her. It's because she was a trafficking victim. As a young girl coming from Cuba at the age of 13, was sold by her uncle, and this is how she got into the pornography business, and these Hell's Angels aren't protecting her. They're holding her, and that's part of the Kafka Society.
I was looking at some of your bio, and it seems that you did some Golden Glove work. Well, how did that play an important part in your life? I know that's boxing and sort of society is kind of have a love-hate relationship. Where did you find... that
well,
to be.
Well, I grew up in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay. No choice, I guess.
So maybe that explains it. But when I was a kid, you know, my father was a truck driver. He drove a beer truck, and somehow or another, he got a pair of boxing gloves. And this probably isn't true, but he told me they were once worn by Jack Dempsey. So whether that was true or not, I can't say. But he would get on his knees and box with me, and I suspect those are some of my fondest moments of my father, do you know?
Right. So interesting, male bonding in a unique perspective, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Both my sons are boxers, and actually we did jiu-jitsu, Gracie jiu-jitsu, together for about 4 years.
Now, in this particular new novel, I guess Jack is trying to restart his career, or he's kind of changing a little bit of his life?
You know, what the good thing about Matson as a character is I think people can identify with him. He's a former Wall Street guy who... got married into a family that just ran him into debt. And so he was in tremendous debt and decided to fake his death in a boating accident and start a new life. So he had committed a felony, and so he can't get a detective's license. So he's an unlicensed detective. And he does, like, sort of the bottom feeder work, just something to survive. And because he was on Wall Street, he understands numbers, he understands scams. And so he's hired that way. But the fact that he's an unlicensed private investigator makes him even more interesting, I think, because he hasn't quite gotten that far even to get a license. So he's not that respectable.
Well, he has some drive within him that he wants to do good or, you know, solve something, obviously.
I call him a knight errant. So it's a guy, for example, that grew up with values that about loyalty, about integrity. And, you know, I'm not so sure these days those values are given much weight. And so you look at corporate life or Wall Street life, I think it's pretty difficult to have those kinds of careers in the long run and not compromise yourself a good deal in terms of integrity, values, et cetera. And Matson wouldn't do that. So he's kind of a misfit. I call him a knight errant, and he gets in a lot of trouble. But at the end of the day, there's a basic good that drives him, and an idealism that drives him in an imperfect society.
Well, he's probably a good character to have around, and you're obviously going to probably work on some more novels with him, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm working on a new one called Dark Angel that's pretty unique. And again, I try to make all of these, whether it's A Man of Indeterminate Value or the Kafka Society, sort of special. I mean, different, very, very different from what, you know, what a norm would be. People read it and they say, I've just never read anything exactly like this.
Well, that's why there are many authors out there. People find the one that speaks to them or offers something different to them.
Yes. And the idea of talking about America directly or indirectly is important to me. So there's some social commentary. And again, going back to the early days, I mean, this is something I think Rod Serling and Paddy Chayefsky, guys that wrote for early television, really tried to do, you know, to write thrilling stories, stories that were engaging, but also had a kind of social commentary attached.
Yeah, a little bit of morality play in the
sense. Yeah, a little bit.
The book is called The Kafka Society. Our guest today has been Ron Felber. You can check out the book now. It is out. It's a new Jack Madsen novel. Rob, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it this morning.
Bruce and Craig, thanks very much.
Thanks.